I'm with Sri Lanka coach Graham Ford, looking ahead to the second one-day international against Pakistan, but also looking back to the first one-day international. Now, Graham, you lost that first one-day international by 11 runs, but is it fair to say that there was a little bit more of a margin between the sides in the end than those 11 runs might suggest?
Yeah, look, it's never nice losing, and being presented with a very big run chase, you know, often sides fall apart completely. So although maybe because they posted that big score, they were always in the sort of box seat and looked like they were going to be the winners, I was very proud that our boys showed a lot of character and put in a pretty good fight and almost did the impossible.
Looking at your top six, you had one player, Kushal Janith Pereira, who got a half century, 64 I think he made. Everyone else in the top six got double figures, but no one went on with it. Was that the key factor in determining the course of the match in the end?
I think mostly when you chase a big score, 300 plus, one of your top order really needs to bat most of the innings. It's something that we are all aware of. Unfortunately, cricket just doesn't always go to plan, but that was what we wanted, was for one of the top order to bat through. It didn't quite happen, but with it not working, we still came close, which is something that we can be pretty positive about.
Yeah, just looking at the scorecard, Sikugay Prasanna and Sachitra Senanayake gave it a real thrash at the end. Were you ever in the business of thinking in the dressing room, hang about, we're going to win this?
Look, we probably were always just a little bit behind the game. We did feel that with the dew coming in, batting at the end was going to be a fair amount easier, and obviously bowling was going to be a challenge. So ideally, we wanted to have more wickets in hand for that charge at the end. Unfortunately, we didn't have the wickets in hand, and perhaps if we'd had one or two more wickets in hand, you know, we might have just got those extra 11 runs.
How much of a factor was due in Sharjah, and how much of a factor do you think it will be in Dubai?
It's very difficult to tell. In fact, you know, I'm pretty confused by it. Some days we go to training and there's no dew at all. Those seem to be the windy days. When it's a beautiful clear day and no wind, then the dew seems to come in. And there's no doubt that when it comes in, it is tough for the bowlers to control the ball. And obviously the ball comes onto the bat a lot better, and stroke making is easier. And certainly our batters at the end felt the benefit of the ball coming onto the bat better and struck the ball sweetly. It is a bit of a balance as to whether you want to get in and score those runs as we did in the second 2020. Got the runs on the board, have the scoreboard pressure for a fair amount of the second innings. Batting is not that easy, but it just seems as though the closing of the match is pretty tough. It's really difficult to know which way to go on it. This time of the year, it probably is. It's something that both sides are really not sure of what is the best strategy, and something that we'll be talking more about before we go into tomorrow's game.
How did you feel the bowling went? Obviously, on paper, you've conceded 322, but it was a pretty good surface, I think, wasn't it?
Look, it seemed to be a fantastic batting surface. Take nothing away from the Pakistani batsmen. They batted superbly. They paced their innings brilliantly. They set it up for their big hitters. So they did a really good job. Tough for our bowlers. Very little going for the seam bowlers in particular. And when the big hitters got going at the end with basically total freedom, damage control was the order of the day, and I think we did a pretty good job in terms of controlling the damage with those big hitters. So some fairly good skills, but obviously we'd like to be a little bit better than we were last night. And you know, we fielded brilliantly in the T20s, but a couple of little chances got away from us last night, which might have made the difference.
So looking ahead to that second one-day international, where do you stand, do you think? You're 1-0 down, obviously. It's a vital game. It goes without saying, doesn't it?
Vital game. We need to win. We need to get ourselves on the scoreboard in a five-match series. Positives, though, are that a lot of our batsmen are showing good form. I think that's important. And the psychological fact that we got into a tough situation and almost got ourselves out of it, and there was a lot of character shown, is all positives. The one thing I know about Sri Lankan cricket and the Sri Lankan cricketers is that they show great character. They bounce back well. The 2020, we lost the first 2020, but the boys really came back impressively, and they're going to be very determined to do the same come tomorrow night.